And if you're a new listener to the show, you haven't been around that long, for 21 years now, we've been doing the Free Beer and Hot Mic Show holiday break-ins. We're around the holidays thanks to the help of sponsors who are donating their goods and services and often cash. And then started out with two families. It's grown quite a bit. Not even sure how many families have been helped because of the break-ins now over the years. We're trying to figure that out
now. Yeah, we were trying to figure that out yesterday.
But the whole idea of the break-ins is to give a family that's on a hard time, maybe they fall through the cracks of charities or for whatever reason, something happened recently and they don't have the support system in place, to give them the traction to get through the moment and maybe have an easier life going forward. People get sick, people lose jobs. Oftentimes it's combinations. A parent may decide they don't want to be a parent anymore. There's a billion reasons why people need help, and it is a humbling experience each and every year when we read them and realize some of these people need more help than we can do, or now you have to pick who we can help the most or whatever. It's very, very humbling, but also wonderful that you all have supported it over the years. So the idea was to start a charity which would do that the rest of the year, and that's how Idiots for Underdogs was born, and it's funded largely by the money that people pay for fancy idiot accounts at freebeerandhotwigs.com to get the podcast and everything else. There's donations as well. A lot of people have signed us up for workplace donations. We used to get a lot from Amazon Smile before they decided to keep more of our money, which is their choice. It still bums me out that they did that, because that was such a great source. But we're always kind of on the lookout. You can submit somebody you think could use a helping hand. But this one sort of came to us. This is, now, we believe in the whole laugh, think, cry from Jim Valvano when he found out he was dealing with cancer and he was going to die. And every day he's going to laugh, he's going to think about something, and he's going to be moved to feel.
Yeah.
So my wife handed me her phone probably 2.5 weeks ago. And she said, you have to read this. And so I'll read what she handed me. Okay.
Okay.
Last Friday, Chance and her fiance, Tyler, were eagerly awaiting the arrival of their first child. She had just reached 37 weeks and was due pretty much any day. The expectant couple were on their way to the hardware to grab a few things to finish out the nursery, and in an instant, all of this changed. Tyler and Chance were in a car accident, resulting in significant injuries to her head. Aeromed took her to the hospital. She remained unresponsive and on life support. Shortly after arrival, it was decided that the baby boy would be delivered via emergency C-section. Baby Briar was born on the evening of April 12th, weighing just over 7 pounds and 21 inches long. Doctors were unsure how the accident had impacted him, so he had been placed in a cold chamber bed to prevent any brain swelling. He's since been given a clean bill of health and has had most of his tubes and lines removed. Oof. It's already rough.
Yeah.
This next part. As the crash played out, Chance bent down to shield her belly and protect her baby boy, as a mother's instinct will do. The position is likely why she would sustain significant head injuries, leaving her without brain activity. In a final act of love, shielding her son from any harm, Chance passed away from her injuries. On April 15th, she was just 26 years old. Chance was super excited to be a mom, something she had dreamed of for years. Tyler and Chance were engaged to be married sometime next year. She was loved by so many and gave enormous amounts of loves to everyone. She loved animals, had her own little farm, complete with hens and chickens, cats and dogs. Probably why she loved her job at Family Farm and Home. She recently had started doing the paperwork for Tyler's masonry business and preparing all the time and excited to be a first-time mom. Before her family had to say goodbye, they longed for baby Briar to meet his mother. The staff at Corwell Health Butterworth went to great lengths to make it happen. Chance had to be on so many machines, IVs, and lines, as did baby Briar, who also couldn't be outside of the special bed. Though she was no longer awake, those precious moments of mother and son bonding will matter to Briar and the family forever. Briar's middle name had been planned to be Drew, which is the middle name of Tyler, but was changed to match and honor his hero, now known as Briar Chance, for the baby.
That's a great tribute.
It is. So we read that, and my wife and I cried together, and then a couple days later, I couldn't stop thinking about it, so I shared it with you guys, and we thought, well, this is, I don't know if we've done another Idiots for Underdogs donation where I guess we kind of did and with the one where we got the bed, but that was a fancy idiot who had listened to the show and it was because of segment 18.
Page.
Normally there's someone who has nominated someone or whatever else, but this one we just said, well, we got to reach out. So I wrote the person who wrote that, who is not a member of the family, but actually runs a Facebook group of scanner traffic from around the area.
Okay.
And that's how my wife saw it. It just happened to be on there. And this story had moved her. She then put me in contact with somebody else. And eventually somebody introduced me to Tyler, the dad and the widower. And so he and I talked on the phone a couple times and Tyler joins us now. Tyler, how's baby Briar?
Briar's doing good. He's actually trying to roll over already.
Really?
Wow.
Isn't he like 3 weeks old?
Yeah, he was born on the 12th of April, and they actually had him in the NICU.
Wow.
And they said he was one of the first babies to leave within the first week. Miracle child.
Absolutely. Boy, he sure is. He might be a super baby, so keep an eye on that. If you catch him doing Iron Cross in the crib, you've got a future gymnast, so that's important.
I hope so.
Tyler, how are you doing as a new dad? You and I talked on the phone, and we talked about how damn scared I was before that. And obviously my situation was dramatically different than yours. How are you doing as a new dad?
Well, originally when we found out we were pregnant, I mean, I wasn't really scared. I knew she'd be a good mom and, you know, it took all my fears kind of away. She did. When this happened, I mean, everything changed.
Yeah.
Pretty terrified.
Yeah.
But so far it hasn't been too bad. I mean, I have my family. Her family's been great to me, and so has our friends. So they've made it a lot easier whenever I need a moment.
That is very good. And that was one of the things I asked when we were talking on the phone the other day. I said, hopefully you have lots of family who's helping out. And I can see from the GoFundMe, there were 3 GoFundMes set up by different people. You have a lot of caring people in your life, but you also have a big challenge ahead. Before we talk more about that and just what it's like, you know, starting out now as raising baby Briar on your own, not to dig into your personal life, but tell us about, if you can, what made Chance so great, your wife, and why you loved her so much, and why she was looking forward to having a family with you and vice versa.
Man, it's hard to explain it. I mean, obviously she was amazing to me. Whenever something happened to me, she was there to pick me up and vice versa.
Yeah.
A little over a year ago, I fell 25 foot off a roof, and that lady was there every step of the way. I thought she was going to give up on me, and she never did. I had some issues with my head. I almost pushed her away at one point, and she literally never gave up on me.
Like she wouldn't let you.
Yeah.
She knew what you were doing. You
know, I wanted to give up on myself. Kind of wanted her to give up on me because I thought that was no hope, and she pulled my ass right out of it.
Wow.
That's a good lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like an angel there.
I mean, she was beautiful, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I can't explain that enough. When she found out, I mean, we tried maybe once or twice, and then it happened. She was jumping for joy. And I mean, she couldn't even wait for me to get home from work. And I don't know what she saw in me, personally. Mm-hmm. I can't explain that. But she wanted to be a mom from what I was told from the day she was like 5 years old.
Yeah.
For some people, it's just in there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, it was in her DNA to be a mom. That is for sure. Unfortunately, she's not going to be able to do that, but I'm sure she's looking over us right now.
I'm sure she is, Tyler.
Yeah.
I'm sure she is. And I know I can't imagine. So I forgive me for putting you in that spot, but I just felt like some memory of Chance needed to be in this. Tyler, a lot of folks are pulling together. And as we mentioned before we got you on, my wife saw what happened to you and Chance and baby Briar, who, by the way, you gave baby Briar, you gave him her first name, Chance, as his middle name. And I think that's such a beautiful tribute and so
that's
perfect.
I'm happy with it.
Especially with the name Chance. It almost sort of, it just seems perfect for that situation. But we know how hard it can be. So our charity, Idiots for Underdogs, is going to donate, when we're done, $5,000 to the GoFundMe. And we're going to put it up on our social media links. And I suspect the many idiots who are listening to this show will jump on board if past behavior is anything. We want to help you make sure that you can take care of Briar. We want you to be able to take care of Briar and do the best and also have time to be a dad and not being worried about where the next meal or how you're going to pay for this, that, and the other thing. All the things we all worry about anyway. You've got enough to work on right now. So we want to help out and do that.
I appreciate it. It means a lot. It really does.
Tyler, God bless you. God bless you and baby Briar and all the family and everybody reaching out and taking care of you. Hope it gets easier, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, bud.
Take care, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Really appreciate Tyler joining us.
I'm sure that can't be easy this time.
So
with it being so recent.
We've typically talked to someone more on the fringe of a story, but I talk to family members, they say, well, we really think he'd be best because it'd give him a chance to speak about the mother of Briar and his wife to be. And I got to tell you, and you guys, I think you'll understand this. This job doesn't really make me nervous anymore. Like to be on the air. I don't really get nervous at night shows. I get excited. You know, I acknowledge, but just normally that's what people think of. I have never been more nervous than when I was calling Tyler for the first time in my basement or even just now. Like, what do you say?
Right.
You know, and he was really, he had told me a couple of times, he was really worried he'd break down. And I go, I don't think anyone's going to judge however you react to anything. The fact that you're breathing and able to get out of bed. And, you know, obviously you have to think about being a dad and everything else. No one's judging.
Yeah. I can't
how you react or what you have to say. The fact that you're here is all. Steve, you have made it so people can get the link to this GoFundMe.
Yeah. Just text Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, to 1-800-947-3979. You'll get a kickback text with a link directly to the GoFundMe. Kelly's also posted it on all of our social media. It's up there as well. It's impossible to not find it. We were all tagged in the post. We've all reshared the post. So, or if we haven't, we will be doing that very shortly. So it's pretty easy to get to. Again, if you want to text us, Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, to 1-800-947-3979, you will get that direct link sent right back to you.
For all you fancy idiots and people who have supported Idiots for Underdogs, thank you so much.